This week's Parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecha, we read for the first time the mitzvah of Bris Mila. And even though the Rambam writes in the Perish Mishnayos that the reason why we do Bris Mila is because it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, but still it comes from Avraham Avinu, Vachnisu Mevisu Shel Avraham Avinu. Now, there's an interesting practice, minhag, that we have. And when we do Bris Mila, we have someone hold the baby. The sandak holds the baby. Really, as Rabbi Akiva Eger writes, you don't really need a sandak. You can put it on the table. You don't need, but there's a minhag that we have a sandak. The Medrash says on the Pashat Kolach Mosai Kamarna that every part of the body that we have, you do a mitzvah. You can do a mitzvah with your head, you put it in your tefillin, your arm. And so the lap, your legs, you do a mitzvah, you put the baby on it, and that's a mitzvah you do. So that became the minhag, that you always have a sandak at the bris. So the Rishonim and the Ramah quotes that if a person who becomes a sandak has a skula, that he becomes rich. He becomes rich, because it's like bringing the sacrifice, the ketores. That was a special sacrifice that they brought in the mikdash of spices. And the Gemara says, a person brought the sack, the ketores, he becomes rich. So therefore, the Rambam quotes a practice, a minhag, that in every family, say you have five boys in the family, so for each boy you should use a different sandak. Because this way, just like by the ketores, you don't want that the same kohen should bring the korban, let other people get rich also. Shouldn't have one person. So for each person, they give. So that's the Rambam quotes this practice, that for every son that you have, you should choose a different sandak. So this way, you can have other people getting rich, not all one person getting rich. But Rav Avadi Yosef writes in the Tshuva that not everyone has this minhag. Not everyone has. In some communities, they have, you could be the sandak again and again for in the same family. They once asked the stipler. He said, "You were the sandak. You have a picture, nice picture of the stipler over there." He said, "You became so many times the sandak, and you're not so rich. I visited the stipler. He lived in a very modest home. He was the father of Chaim Kanievsky." So he says, "You're right. I'm not so rich, but my richness is that the yeshiva boys use my svarim. They learn my svarim. That's my richness." And other people say that the word ashir, ayin shin yud resh, einayim shinayim yadayim raglayim, that if you have healthy eyes and you have teeth, your hands, your feet, you're a healthy person, that's the biggest ashiris that you, that's the biggest richness that you should have. So it should all be zochet to fill the mitzvah mila, and sometimes you become sandik and you should become rich in whatever way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to become rich.